friends, we're halfway to Christmas. I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is Beer Day until December 25th.
You're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me alone?
All right, well, it's December 12th. We're halfway through the Brewers Advent Calendar. And we're unboxing day 12. Yes, that's right, day 12. Jeremy?
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Let's just do this.
Day 12. I'm feeling good about this one.
Me too.
Ooh. It is a black...
Black can.
Black can with a little devil figurine on it who is, I think, eating a pretzel and drinking a beer. What are we looking at, Sarah?
Oh, that's really cute. I love that. This is the Graminger Kirta. It's a Dunkel Hefeweizen with an ABV of 5% and 24 IBU. It was originally created as a hard beer. The addition of dark malt and roasted malt gives it a rich mahogany color and a fruity, malty flavor. Well, we'll see if we agree with beertasting.com. I don't know. We'll have to see what we think.
It's actually beertasting.club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Beertasting.club. Yeah. I mean, I think it's exciting.
It's cute. There's a little seal in the corner with the devil, like, stirring a cauldron even.
Mm.
So this is like a dark wheat beer.
All right.
I have high expectations for this one, and I hope it's not disappointing.
Me too.
All right. We're opening her up. Not as dark as I was expecting. Were there any IBUs in this one? I can't remember.
Yes. 24 IBUs.
24 IBUs, which is a lot for this advent calendar, though not particularly a lot in the grand scheme of things.
Very thick, kind of tan, sort of oat-colored head.
A very oaty
and
head.
And kind of like tea-colored, almost light coffee-colored
beer. Yeah, kind of like weak coffee, a bit cloudy. I'm interested.
Hmm.
It's piqued my curiosity. Not a huge bouquet.
Mm-mm.
Malty, a little roasty, about what we'd expect.
A little bit root beer flavored.
I like that. There's a hint of kind of a root beer,
a little sarsaparilla
kind of vibe. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Shall I have a sip?
Let's have a sip.
Not really strong.
Ooh.
I think I like it though.
I really like that one.
It's this is kind of just a hint, almost of like kind of a coffee.
Uh-huh. And it was a little citrus at the finish. It got kind of a little bit of a tangy finish.
Yeah, enough of a tang. Clean finish, though. Clean finish. And I'm not getting any kind of lingering, nothing unpleasant about it.
Yeah, a little chocolatey, a little root beery.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You talk about those flavors and like it being fairly dark.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a heavy beer at all.
No, it's very light.
It's actually quite light.
All right. Let's gather our thoughts.
Yeah, let's take a minute.
That's right.
All right, we've gathered our thoughts. Let's do the ratings. Jeremy, what'd you think?
Well, Sarah, this is not your mother's Hefeweizen. This is a Hefeweizen that has been asked to dance by a dark, mysterious stranger, and she said yes. And, you know, the result is really solid. I was a little worried because I loved this can so much. It's got the devil eating a pretzel and drinking a beer on the front, and I was like, this can only disappoint. But after tasting it, I can just say, hail Satan. I give it 4 jingle bells.
All right. Well, I thought if you've tried the sort of gimmicky alcoholic root beer they have in stores at the holidays, well, this is what you wished those tasted like.
Mm.
The devil is not only on the can of the Grammager Curta, but in the details. And these details are sarsaparilla sweet, cocoa roasted, and overall bewitching. I give it 5. That's right. 5, JB.
Oh, wow. I almost should have gone 5. But you can't take back your rating.
All right. So the total rating for the Grammager Curta is 4.5 Jingle Bells. I think that's the top.
I think that is...
Well, it's a great, that makes for a great halfway point here. That we've really moved through the Brewer's Advent calendar, and hopefully it only gets better from here.
And I just
Our scale couldn't keep up with that.
Well, we may have to have some grain inflation if they get really good. I'm glad that today we didn't have any guests because we get to enjoy this.
We get more beer for
beer
ourselves.
Together. Now, I just have one more thing to say. Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewer's Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewer's Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Merry by yourself with a paper bag.